The problem with the House of Lords is it's got so many Lib Dems in it, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's far too many Lib Dems and crossbenchers and independents and all.
I mean, it hasn't got too many Tories in it, has it?
It's got a lot because the Conservatives have been in government.
Basically got too many people. Period, hasn't it?
Well, yes. Of course.
I mean, should they not? I mean, would it make?
It shouldn't be there.
But would it not make more sense if Keir Starmer actually said, "I'll tell you what, we're going to suggest is we're going to suggest a freeze on sending people to the House of Lords."
Yeah, but he can do a freeze after he's packed it with some Labour people first,
right? So is he going to put Gordon Brown in there?
I presume
if he's talking to Tony Blair, Tony Blair's saying, whatever you do, don't give Gordon Brown a peerage. You know, we still don't talk to each other.
I don't think
they still don't talk to each other, do they?
Tony Blair and Gordon Brown, yes, they do, but I mean, they, it's
only
quite,
under
it's
specific quite, circumstances.
It's quite formal. Yeah. But none of those new Labour people want peerages. You know, Alistair Campbell, Alan Milburn, Tony Blair.
Well, Alistair Campbell shouldn't get one.
Well, of course he should.
Why?
Because he's a very talented politician.
No, he's not. But he's a ghastly individual who turns on people in a horrible way, who bullies people and has always bullied people, and is, frankly speaking, a man who should have to answer for what he did during the Iraq war.
Yeah, which was to sex up a document. We've had this argument before.
Yeah, no, but it's not an argument.
You're not right.
No, it's not an argument. It's the situation which is the real world in which you don't live because you love Tony Blair so much and you think everybody associated with him. Should be given some kind of honour.
I think
Alistair
Campbell is an extremely talented individual.
No, I think he's extremely flawed.
Should have been an MP.
No, he's an extremely flawed individual. If he wants to stand for election, then let him do it. But what he shouldn't do is grandstand, which is what he does do, bully people on television, which you know he used to do when he was in Number 10.
I know he used to do it because
I've heard him doing it.
No.
Because I've heard him ringing people up and I've heard him saying things to them that were, quite frankly, absolutely unforgivable. As a public civil servant,
I have no.
Well, I can give you absolute chapter and verse on that, and I can name you several people who have been in receipt of those calls.
He stood up to Adam Bolton on television once.
He did once do that.
Most entertaining,
but that was after he was out of Downing Street. When he was in Downing Street, he used to phone up the BBC on a regular basis and berate them for not leading with stories that he'd given them.
You mean he did his job?
Also, that's not his job to bully people. Not his job to bully people. He rang several people that I personally. He rang several people that I personally. Know on newspapers and threatened to get them sacked if they didn't do what he said, particularly over Lord Mandelson and a particular story in Japan, and I know that for a fact.
Well, I don't. So,
well, I'm telling you it's true.
Well, I
so you can impugn me and my veracity if you wish, but you'd be wrong to do so. And I think to defend Alistair Campbell doesn't do you any favours, seriously.
Well, I'm sorry, I'm going to defend him.
All right, well, I hope he doesn't end up in the House of Lords, because I might have to start publishing some of the stuff I know about him.
Right, okay, well, he's not going to the House of Lords because he doesn't want to, so...
Well, that's good. Excellent. He can carry on writing for the European and making a nuisance of himself elsewhere. Anyway, so... what?